Log Talk Radio.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. And that was Prince. Okay, excuse me. Drinking some tea this afternoon. Joy Ma got some red rose. And I just can't help but listen to the song while I make my tea today. And the show is about abundance and forgiveness. The reason why I have it under abundance and forgiveness is because oftentimes when we need to, I want to say, like, move on in a situation, it's hard to attract abundance when you feel like there are those who wronged you or maybe wronged others. Like, you're pretty much stopping your energy stream from focusing all of that you are, right, for what you want. Case in point, so there was a nice day where it was good for attracting money. Recently, this person, I had let them, I donated, I should say, like, this necklace, this lapis lazuli, it's a good necklace. And, you know, just kind of listening to some of the advice that I had about meditation and contentment, they wore the necklace, and they were able to attract so much money. This person does, like, delivery waiter service, and they were able to attract, like, $100. And I think they were telling me normally they get, like, $20 in the day. And so they went over, of course, that amount. And how they were able to do it, not just simply wearing the necklace, but I often believe it's the belief in it. You know, I gave them a little background on the history of the necklace. But also, you know, they have to let go. They were able to, for that one day, because sometimes we have really good days where we're really in the zone. They were able to really focus wholeheartedly on their abundance creation. Their thoughts weren't being taken away, or their energy wasn't. Sometimes we think that we are concentrating on what we're doing, but if we can have energy that is, like, holding us back from a tired situation in our mind. So this person, just for that day, they were just connected. Energy, thought, they were moving forward in their stride to attract abundance. They were really in the moment of what they were doing, and they opened up the abundance of their selves. You know, the necklace probably helped empower, you know, leave the opening for them to do that. So they were able to get in the results. You know what I mean? So when you think about when you can forgive, you know, someone or yourself for something, that's like a permanent thing. Instead of just one day out of the blue, you'll be able to do that every day in theory. Just have this energy flow. It's just a great thing. I've experienced that energy, and it's powerful energy when you just have nothing to worry about, really. You haven't really gone through anything, or you've just kind of, like, closed a chapter in your life on a particular situation, and you're just able to move on. And you have to kind of find what that means to you. You know, each person has to go through that journey. But I played that Purple Rain song for that, right? When people talk about forgiveness, maybe you could be feeling the Purple Rain song, like, oh, I have to forgive, you know, maybe I didn't do anything wrong, oh, I have to move past the situation, you know, maybe it's something important for you to hold on because you don't want to forget, like, the lessons there. Like, even in our most tragic traumas, there are lessons there. There are lessons for us to remember. And from that energy, from the lesson, because you've often heard people say, when you forgive, you don't have to forget the situation, and that's so true. You don't forget it, but I think the important thing is you don't want to hold the energy so much there. And if you hold the energy and you're trying to forget something, don't worry that you're going to forget it. Just know that you'll remember it. But I guess what the whole idea of forgiveness is, just letting go of all of that energy. You know what I mean? You'll still remember what happened, but it won't feel as, I guess it won't be as important to you anymore. That's the whole concept, right? When you can truly forgive yourself and others and move past the things, you don't have the energy attached to the situation. So, like, when you talk about it to other people, like, it's not something that weighs on your spirits, not something that you have a problem with still. So that's a big point, right? I was looking into the article of forgiveness, and it's a bit much. Because in theory, in order for it to really be proper, the person who did the wrong would have to come to the other person and ask for forgiveness. Well, that doesn't really happen a lot of times, right, in human society. Oftentimes, it's the person who was wronged that actually initiates the forgiveness. I was reading this article, and I'll share a little bit about the article. It was a son who felt a certain way about his father, and his father had a divorce with his mother early on growing up. He didn't know how to deal with that. He had his own family now, and he was afraid that he was going to ruin things because his father, he was unloyal. He was unfaithful to his wife. So it really did have an impact on the son and his wife. So what had happened? So the son offered the father to come to dinner, and they sat down, and the son basically, told his father, and, he's going to move on from the situation. He doesn't want to be a bad parent, so he kind of just forgives, all the bad stuff his dad did to move on. Forgave all that pain so he could have something better with his family. Because this guy was just, he was so afraid that he was going to repeat the same mistakes as his father or whatever. But I was reading, he was saying, in that moment that he said that his father was crying. I mean, it was really emotional. All this built up of energy, came out in the form of tears, and it was a weight, a real big burden that was lifted. And that's the feeling that you're looking for when you're talking about forgiveness. And until you feel that, you'll be able to, in theory, you should be able to concentrate, more on what's important. Ask yourself, if you had nothing wrong in your life, nothing wrong. If everything was, all your needs were met, survival needs, what would you be doing? What would your heart, your spirit, your soul, what would it want to do, right? And if you can at least imagine in that exercise, what you would be doing, what would make you, fulfilled and it, full of joy, then that's the answer, right? So when you feel what it is that you would be doing if everything was met, it's kind of like, how can you do that? How can you do what you want to do, in the best fashion? How can you still achieve that? So that's kind of the point. And once you move to that, then everything that you're looking for in terms of forgiveness or, you're preoccupied with should help. You still say you have to do things. Of course, you have to go to work. Of course, you have to do things here. But it's different. Because when you're doing something that you love to do, that makes you happy, that completes you, all the other things that you have to do in this world becomes more full with joy. It's almost like karma correcting itself. So a little bit of advice, but from the tarot reading, basically the answer always comes down to the Empress. And the Empress, if you understand the Empress card of the tarot, it's like this idea of being nurtured and loved. It's this idea of doing that for yourself, being able to fully embrace it and get away from, basically bad ties, dark ties. And this is a card, whether someone is nurturing you or you're nurturing yourself, it's a great soul creativity. You know what I mean? The soul, this too shall pass. I'm going to nurture myself. I'm going to help myself. Like I said, what would you do if everything was fine in your life? What would be your greatest desire, your greatest abundance? And whatever that is the key. That's the key. Whatever you want it to do. And then when you have it there, find a way to achieve that in your reality in the best possible fashion. And that will be your journey. You know what I mean? And then you start to collectively change your energy from one of the past of forgiveness to more of a future endeavor of karma recorrection. So I'm putting a lot of terms out here, but basically forgiveness can take a lot from an individual. And if you really can't get your satisfaction in terms of righting the wrongs of what you're looking to hear from the person or whatever. Or even, you know, even just how you were in that situation, because you can't change the situation. But what you can do is use all that energy and focus it into, you know, doing something wonderful for yourself. And then, you know, that whole situation for you will kind of lead up to you getting your abundance. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, go for something greater than yourself. So this is healing ourselves through forgiveness. I think more to the point, it's more about healing and forgiving yourself, because it's not so much about the other person. Like you said in the article, I'm going to try to include it in the after show, but this article was really about the person who was wrong coming to initiate the forgiveness process. Whether you do that or not, it's entirely up to you, but you can definitely do that in yourself, in your own meditation. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that was helpful. Let's get some more Purple Rain. And the cards I have is the Empress, the Gear, and that will lead us to our King of Coins, Abundance. So just remember to love yourself, nurture yourself, do things in reason, moderation. And like I said, what would you be doing if you didn't have to focus on past hurts, you know, have your energy divided. So, all right. Take care, everyone.
Think you better close it and let me guide you.